And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. You know, Bob, every time we call T-Gid, and we've done it now 2 weeks in a row, I'm just amazed at the depth of that guy's knowledge. I mean, you could throw anything out there. I threw him a little curveball at the end and say, what other sandwiches out there? Bam, he started rattling them off like crazy. He's just a pro, and it's fun to talk to him. It's fun to have him as part of our show.
Well, his daddy and his pappy, that whole family, the dads did all the cooking. So his grandpa invented the Cajun grill, and his dad manufactured it. And those guys, every outing, you see old pictures of their family. Every outing they did, it was the grandpa and his dad. They were at the grill. They were feeding everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you and I,
right?
That's what our kids will look back on someday and say, oh, all these pictures, you know?
Right. Yeah. All they ever did was cook for people. Well, that's good, because I still live by this, that people are happy when they're eating. If they're eating good food, they're really happy. Yeah. And that's my little tip for the day is if you're going to take the time to do something, do it right.
So back to the Anthony Bourdain thing, the other thing he was showing off was a roasted garlic head. And I forgot how much I like doing that. And that's basically you take a whole head of garlic, you flip it up so the roots are up, and you take a really sharp knife and you just shave off the first 10% of it so that the bulb is exposed.
Right.
And I use muffin tins, and I'll throw them in the oven or in the smoker if I'm smoking anything, and I'll roast a bunch of those. And when they come out and they're hot, you just tip them upside down and you squeeze them, and they'll plop right out of there. Or you can serve it to your guests, the whole thing, because when you roast that thing, if you're doing steaks,
right,
you put one of those on the plate with it, and they start spooning that out. It's like bone marrow. It's right. The same thing. It's just it's a wonderful treat that nobody ever thinks to do. And I'm encouraging you just to try it. And, you know, it's like Jop just said, people are happy when they're eating. Well, you know, they came to your house because they're happy to see you. Show them, you know, a little bit of extra thought.
So if you're sitting there listening to this and you're cringing like, oh my gosh, I couldn't eat garlic cloves one right after the
other.
When you smoke them like that, and generally you might drizzle a little olive oil on
there.
It softens them first, but secondly it mellows them. They aren't
totally
that
different.
Pungent.
Totally
it's totally
different.
Different flavor when you've roasted a garlic head like that, and it is a great presentation because it's something you don't see on a plate very often.
Yeah.
And you know, they're about the size of a golf ball and they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And people, when you serve that, they kind of look at it and they look away and they're looking to see what anybody else is doing with it because they've never had
and
one put on their plate
before. And if they're warm right out of the oven,
oh, yeah.
You just grab the tail end of it, turn it upside down so the cut end is there, and then just kind of squeeze it like a tube of toothpaste. And
right.
They'll all just plop out on the plate and
right.
Start swimming.
Right. And then you can take one because they're cooked, you can mash it on the plate, or even rub it across the top of your steak and mash it that way, and then you get a little bit of it with every bite.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is garlic, but oh.
Yeah, it's very, very mild. There's plenty of vegetables and fruits that do that. You know, I think of a beet. You always say you don't like beets, but I'll tell you what, if you ever roast one in the skin and eat it, you'll be shocked at how flavorful that thing is. It's totally different than
when it's raw. Yep, exactly.
A rutabaggie is the same way, and every good pasty needs a rutabaggie.
Yeah. Oh, how about a sandwich?
Well, pasty's a sandwich.
Pasty's a sandwich. Yeah. A little ketchup on it. You got to have some ketchup on your pasty.
I'm not sure. I might have some gravy on mine.
Conrad's he's red pressing
neck.
All the buttons.
Red.
That's really funny. I was somewhere recently. I was on my way back from picking up my cow last week.
Okay.
And I was in this little outback nowhere, and I'm cruising down 46. And I saw a sign that said pasties, and it said open. I'm like, hit the brakes, wheeled in. And, you know, I'm trying not to do potatoes and bread and all that stuff right now, but I'm hungry.
So you wheeled in.
I'm hungry as heck.
There's only three ingredients in a pasty, and two of them are potatoes and bread.
They had a few more. Now, this place in particular, I'd like to go back and give him some lessons because he was a young kid.
Oh,
he's making a few mistakes.
Okay.
But the crust was gorgeous. So I took one bite and said, yeah, not for me. So I took it home to my wife. She loved it because she loved the crust.
Yeah.
She left half the other stuff.
It's a component part.
Yeah. But see, some people make a pasty like that, and they cook the potatoes and meat and then put it in dough. And you can't do that. We had them on Mackinac Island, and as soon as you cut into it, the thing just fell apart.
Yeah.
A pasty is supposed to congeal.
Right.
You know?
Yep. You cut it open, it'll stand on its own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, exactly. Like Vicky's in Saranac.
Yep. Great place.
So then I started digging through this same magazine, and it had a cuisine from Montevideo, Uruguay. And the sandwich this guy had was called...
is it the Chivito?
Yeah. My ink didn't work. I'm sorry. Thank you for pulling me out. It's a Chivito, and it is shaved ribeye.
Chivit?
They cook the Chivit out of it.
Yes.
It's shaved ribeye, and again...
Okay, you're starting good.
Stacked high. They've got a Kaiser roll, which always makes for a great presentation. Dijon mustard,
some Dukes?
Thinly sliced mortadella.
What is that? Mortadella. Is it cheese?
What'd we just do?
Oh, the mortadella is the bologna thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, I wasn't paying attention there. Had a lapse.
So you make this giant sandwich. You know, you got prime rib and mortadella and cheese and Dijon, some mayo, maybe some roasted garlic, whatever you want to throw in there. Pickled onions would be good.
Yeah.
So that was another sandwich that I was very cool. Shaved ribeye, I should say.
Right.
You can find it everywhere. You can even get it frozen at Sobey.
Right.
He buys it prepackaged.
Yep.
And
the reason it's good is that you don't need to cook it much. It goes quick. And secondly, it piles up real nice. I mean, it's
gorgeous.
Awesome for a sandwich.
When I had that kitchen, I bought it once for a gig you and I did somewhere.
Yep.
And I ended up with a bunch of it. And I tried some Philly beefs out of it. Now, it didn't work out as good as the brisket Flat River Philly.
Right.
But it was still a real nice experiment for me because I had never really worked with a thinly sliced steak like that.
Right.
And when you got a great big griddle,
right,
it's real easy just to throw a bunch of meat around.
Yeah.
I'm not used to that.
And shaved, it's it's not paper thin, but maybe the thickness of a credit card. Is what that beef is.
It's as thin as you can slice beef, I'd say.
Right, yep. But what it does is when it cooks, it kind of curls up and it draws together a little bit. And so you get texture.
Medium rare is all you want to go with it. You don't want to leave it on very long because it'll toughen up.
And you get depth and texture, little air pockets in there that hold the mustard and the mayo.
You put some Swiss on it or some provolone. If you ever have aged provolone?
Yes.
Oh.
So good.
That is
so
one of my favorite cheeses.
Yep.
But I like
cheese is a
all
big part of a sandwich
them.
In my world.
So another big sandwich when I had that kitchen was the Flat River Philly, and I want to run through that real quick because this is easy for all you
it
grilling
was super
guys.
Super popular.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I still get people asking me for it. Don't have a kitchen anymore. But basically, if you have any leftover
brisket,
thank you. And if you have leftover brisket, it's because two things: you either made too much or it wasn't that good.
Right.
So you slice up some brisket, you get some of these nice big, he was talking about those po' boy rolls. Well, the Schnitz Deli Bakery,
Schnitz Bakery
makes those for me and you, and they call them a French roll, which T-Gid did, and that is like the perfect, if you want to really wow people with a killer Philly beef or a Flat River Philly, go down and get some of those. You might have to order them because they don't make that many every day, but... it's the Schnitz Deli on Fulton if you're in the Grand Rapids area. Otherwise, any of your local bakeries could probably make them up for you. But you basically put a little, you make up some compound butter, garlic butter, and you butter that roll and you flip it over and put it on your griddle. You warm it up. In the meantime, you take your brisket and you put some, I used mozzarella and cheddar, shredded. And I put those down in it. I would also saute some green pepper and onion at the same time. And by the time you flip that bun over, you're taking that onion and pepper mix, and then you're scooping up that big pile of meat and cheese and putting it on top. You bring it out to give it to somebody, and I'll tell you what, you got a friend for life.
Yeah, you do. That is, and you can make those. If you've got one of those Blackstone grills at home, perfect sandwich for that.
Yeah,
perfect
even sandwich a big fry that. Pan will
right,
do it.
Yep, exactly. But hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We actually did cover a few sandwiches, so I'm proud of us today.
Gosh.
We kind of hit the show plan a little bit. But Conrad, we appreciate you stepping up and keeping us sounding good.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit thegrillingguys.com and check out our sponsors on the right-hand side, all right? Click those links.
Yep.
Give them some love. Keeps us on the air. See ya.